Well, guys, it looks like we're back once again with Greenhouse Effect, doing three talks tonight, more than our usual. Last song you guys played, do you guys write all your own songs, or what's going on?
Jesse writes most of them. The ones he sings, he writes. The ones she sings, she writes. The ones he sings, he writes. And me and Steve are just hired tools.
It's funny how it works out like that.
We're the grunts.
You know, you guys got to, like, give yourself a little bit more than that. You're more than grunts.
We got a union. It's all good.
Yeah, there you go. I'm in a union, and I'm suing. It doesn't matter.
It's the Christine Brotherhood.
It's all
union.
About the money. No. The money that we're not making here tonight. No, anyways. So let's talk a little bit about the songs that you've written. A little bit of meaning behind them, or just one day I'm fucked up and, you know, I just...
I think all of them have some sort of significant meaning behind them.
You just want to elaborate a little bit on maybe a couple songs?
I only wrote one song. I can elaborate on that one.
Let's elaborate.
Yeah. Well, I wrote the song. Like,
what's
a long
the, name
time.
Of, what's what? The name of the song?
The Long Lonely Expectation.
Okay.
That little number. And I wrote it about like an ex-girlfriend like a long time ago. It just sounded like crap. It sounded so trite, you know?
You know, I honestly think we should take a poll of rock bands that go, how many are about exes?
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Fact,
I wanted to break free from
that
mold.
I think that's the best thing in life. My whole goal is to, like, go with as many people and break up right away so I can, like, write a bad song about them. You know, just like, I hate you, something, something.
It wasn't a hate song.
But then
my birth mother phoned me, and then I changed the lyrics to make it fit for that, and it worked out better. So
good, good. And yourself? You said that you wrote a song, too? One, two, three songs?
I've got a couple songs.
Couple songs?
Yeah.
A little bit of meaning behind those songs.
One is about a friend that I'm not going to elaborate on. And, the other one is about this guy that just came over and hung out at my house, and everybody calls him Compass, and I wrote a song about him.
Interesting.
Jesse has to be here to, like, explain all of his songs. He writes
He
kind of
wrote 97% of the songs we play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say hi to my sister, Bean, if she's, like, listening tonight.
I'll ask you guys this one question. I saw you guys play probably... It was a while ago. I just moved back into town. When I first heard you guys play, it was all right. Now, lately, like, tonight's show is really nice and tight. Like, what do you think about that? You guys have just been playing so long together. Everything's really coming together, conforming. Sounds really good.
I think that's just what we've been going so hardcore for so long. It can't do nothing else but be
I got a stool. That helped a lot.
Going to school?
A stool. It's an ass bucket, actually.
Yeah, I got an extra mom, and Connor got a stool. So...
They hooked electrodes up to my scrotum, and every time I sped up or slowed down, it shocked me.
All of a sudden, I started playing in time. Was it erotic for you while you were getting shocked?
A little bit.
Mostly
painful and a little bit shameful.
A little bit? Ooh. As a drummer, he can rhyme, too. That's amazing. You don't see that too much as the timekeeper. You don't see that. No, anyways. I don't know. Basically, we're just kind of wasting time here. We didn't think this was going to happen, so... I gotta start coming up with shit out of my ass, pretty much. So I'll see what I can do. Some of your favorite people, like you like to see at shows. You got some people that just like follow you all around, or
yeah, there's a lot of them that follow us around, and they're the best. And we try to recognize them every show and give a good smile and a nod. And there's a lot of great people that follow us around all over. So
that's kind of cool to have a little bit of a following when you're playing and stuff. Having people who show up and. See what you're doing. Do you have any like new songs you're thinking about writing? Are you working on anything new? Something maybe a little bit different, going a different direction, or are you guys just gonna keep it pretty much the same thing?
Was one there towards the beginning of that last set that's kind of on the newer edge, but
yeah,
there'll be a huge storm of new stuff we can't even talk about yet.
Oh, there you go.
We got a new song that Jesse wrote called Asterisk that's got a cool island groove number 2 to it.
Yeah,
so
we'll play that.
That's
tonight.
Fun.
We've started out all acoustic and just hand drums and kind of folky, and like we've come up from there to the trap set and heavier stuff. So
you know, I have to apologize. I'm having one hell of a time trying to hear all of you. That's a bitch. I don't like it right now. But I don't know. We're working on it. I know, how many songs are we going to play in this next set here, you think? Are we going to play to 1 or play to 12:45?
As many as it takes to get to 1 o'clock.
There you go. There you go. Like, this is the thing about the Moose Lodge. We don't do any advertising except for word of the mouth. Like, tonight, did you guys kind of spread the word that this was going on? I know, like, I've talked to a bunch of people in the crowd tonight. Like, so what do you think about this idea that we got going on? Did you guys today just go, hey, well, we're going to do this show at the Moose Lodge and then a live internet broadcast?
Yeah, that was pretty much what we did, I think. A little bit of word of mouth.
Have you told anyone to, like, actually log on? Because, actually, if they do log on, they're going to be able to listen to the show again. It will be on. We have a small archive that you just whatever. I guess I got to be at the computer to see it. I'm such an idiot when it comes to those sorts of things. Then you just click on your show and click on and can listen to it again. Do you think maybe tomorrow you guys will, like, wake up in the morning and go over to NASU, MSU, Concordia, it doesn't matter where you go to school, and go, I think I'm going to listen to my show. I want to hear how I sounded. Are you guys going to do that tomorrow, or are you guys just going to say, fuck it.
I type at a kindergarten level, so I probably won't.
But the internet is
Yeah, we have, like, one computer to split between all of us. It's tough. We got to wrestle it sometime.
There you go. Just sit together. Like, guys, we're going to have a little together time. We're going to sit together and listen to our show. I mean, actually, one of the first times you can do it like this, it's kind of interesting how you can do something like this, you know. And it's pretty fun in this whole little weird scene we have going on here.
I think this is great. You get what you guys got going for, like, all
the
local
musicians.
It's
a good thing. And hopefully, you know, we'll get more bands like you guys in. We're hoping to do some different stuff. All different varieties. So if you guys break up and start up your old bands, we have 5 extra bands to, like, you know, to have play here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 5 extra bands. I had to make sure they want to, like, not include anyone. So, yeah. Musical influences. That's one thing I was thinking about when I was sitting down drinking my cocktail. What kind of musical influence do you have? I mean, are you just basically set on, like, one style of music, or is it, like, many varieties of music that you listen to?
That's kind of what sets us apart, is that we got everything just about, like, from each one of us. We're all so different, and we all have so many different musical backgrounds that it just
That's
works
cool.
out. Yeah, I mean, pretty much anything you can think of someone likes, you know, other than,
yeah, like, for instance,
hardcore.
What is your, like, if you name, like, you know, 3 of your favorite bands, it doesn't have to be, like, top 10, but just, like, 3 off the top of your head, what would it be, you think?
Count Basie, Jimi Hendrix, and the Grateful Dead.
Some of those same ones.
I'm really surprised. I thought you'd like some trombone music, maybe.
Well, I guess in terms of trombone players, J.J. Johnson, Carl Fontana, Bill Watrous, and all those good guys, and Slide Hampton, Tom Bones Malone.
Tom Bones Malone.
Yes.
I think we all like him.
Yes. He's a likable guy, and I hope he's listening.
I think it was his movie career that did it for most of us, though.
So. Easily the nicest man in jazz.
And for you?
I do believe it'd probably be Bob Dylan, Johnny Cash, and, I don't know, Miles Davis, Tool, something, I don't know.
You know. I like the Johnny Cash thing there. Johnny Cash, the man in black. Actually, once in a while, though, I sway away from Johnny and go Kenny Rogers because I got to hear that Gambler song. It's just, gotta know when to hold 'em. Know when to fold 'em. My country voice isn't very good, I'm sorry. And how about you?
Sing that song with us in our next set?
No.
We can play
it.
No
way.
Come on.
Nope. Actually, I forgot half the words. I have to get a lot drunker, like, you know, 4 shots.
4 shots for the man in the red hat, please.
Can we get those right away, pronto? And how about, what's your musical influences?
I would have to say classical, of course, for the cello.
Of course.
I grew up in country, so, like, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, and Grateful Dead, Fish, stuff like that.
You know, and what I'm going to do for all of you, you get your chance away from Jesse being he's not here, so you guys can actually badmouth him if you want. But I'm sure you'll hear it tomorrow morning when you're all sitting together listening on the web. What about Jesse? What would you say some of his influences would be?
He listens to, like, Ben Harper and Stuart Davis.
Ben Harper and Steve Perry from Journey? Stuart Perry?
Stuart Davis!
I swear to God.
He's a big
Jesse
radio
loves
head.
Steve Perry from Journey.
Tom Waits. He's a big fan of Tom Waits.
What did you say? He has a tattoo of Steve Perry?
Yep, it's on his right
set.
Butt cheek.
Actually, today we were sitting down like about 12 o'clock having a beer at Lauerman's, and we're discussing... Actually, it's
at
the 200.
I think we're going to attempt to play now.
You guys going to play again? All right. Well,
it's got to be pretty close to one.
We're sitting at 12, so you guys got about a half hour to play once again.
Well, we're going to rock out.
And the last set will be all Journey songs. So they were saying. we'd like to thank the Greenhouse Effect for coming out tonight and supporting our little cause here down at the Moose Lodge.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, boys and girls. Thank you for coming down. And this is Jay All Alone Without Phil at www.coachin6.com. Thank you. Cam.
Thank you very much. Thank you. time for one more? I swear to God, if you come out here and dance, I will dance with you on this song. Yeah, so right here, come on. It's called Black Tie. like to thank you all for coming out to the Moose Lodge tonight to watch us broadcast live on the internet. You all were probably recorded nationally screaming at the screen. This is our last song, so we'd like to thank you all for coming out again. And we're going to finish it up pretty quickly. I've got that time has come for me to settle down. I think that it's time for me to stop my screwing around.
Friday at Kirby.